This is MCADE. I'm your bass mechanic, canic, and you're listening to the number one show, Hip Hop Digest. Let's get it.
They stay out all night on the basketball court practicing and practicing their jump shot, practicing their hook shot, and practicing and practicing, and then they're qualified for the majors. Well, why can't you stay up all night practicing your multiplication, practicing your chemistry, practicing your physics? Why can't you stay up practicing that? If practice makes perfect, why do you just specialize in fun things and not in the things that require effort, commitment, and sacrifice?
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's your man, Z Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's goody?
Happy recording day.
Happy recording day, sir.
We're here.
We're ready.
So before we get started, I was thinking that, boy, there was a lot of shit that I fucked up on that I probably should clean up a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. No, it's shit. A little house cleaning? Oh, shit.
Yeah, a little bit of house cleaning. It goes all the way back when I was talking about that Deebo Samuels and Kyler Murray. And I thought Kyler Murray was white.
You did.
Yeah, I mean, I want to shout to Lehman to obviously clean that up. He was like, obviously, you haven't been watching the NFL. And they would be right. So, yeah, I want to shout to them for cleaning that up. Thank you. Shout to Big Rush, who, yes, when we were honoring Bernard Wright, and I was like, no, shit.
So that was his mother.
Yes, it was his stepmother, Roberta Flack. But that was his stepmother.
Still his mother, though.
Yeah. But no doubt. Not his real mom, but it was his stepmother. Yeah. But shout out to Big Rush for cleaning that up for me. Bernard Wright, by the way, there's this thing on YouTube. I think it's called BP Bass, where this guy talks about all the great bass players. He talked about Mr. Wright, and he wrote the groove, the bass line, along with three other players, young guys from Queens. It's the most amazing video I ever saw. He broke down the entire, was written by him. Anyway, the whole boom, 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 boom. That was Bernard Wright.
Wow.
Damn.
Yes, sir. So that was incredible. Yo, my goodness. And the groove and everything. Oh, it was incredible. It was an incredible video. I got to find that and post that on the text chain. So there was many, many, many things. And there was one more. But, of course, you know, I'm half zoned tonight. So I'm not going to remember the other one. But I just wanted to clean up a little bit and say.
That's mighty big of you, sir.
Oh, I'll fuck up on every show.
That's okay, but a lot of people won't acknowledge.
Oh, well, shit.
Fuck up.
If you listen to Hip Hop Digest long enough, you'd be like, yeah, at some point, King Killer going to fuck up.
You're not alone, brother. You're not alone.
Exactly. So, any case, so let's get into the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. So we're going to pick up where we left off. Nas, Quentin Miller, controversy.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to look up the, and get deep on it and find out exactly what happened on that situation.
Well, I was looking at it and I did some research, and Quentin Miller does have writing credits on there, but which we knew. But in listening to the song, sound like he probably wrote the hook, but the groove of the hook. There's no way Quentin Miller is writing those verses with some of the references in it and shit. You know, stretching Bobbito lines and all this shit. Quentin Miller don't know nothing about that shit. but the hook and the airiness of the hook and how it sounds, and he is actually singing the background of that hook on the record, which would give him writing credits. So I would say, through my research, Nas is saved in the GOAT conversation, because I don't believe that Quentin Miller, and that there's no empirical evidence that shows that he actually wrote verses. your actual lines, bars, if you will. There's no evidence of that. And Hit-Boy has writing credits on there. I mean, but he's the producer, you know, so.
All right, so we cleaned that up as far as we go.
As far as I can tell.
He's good for now.
He's good for now. Somebody could come up with a lot of evidence. Now, there was a lot of shit when you were saying, boy, Stickman must have been running his mouth because Katz was just dogging the hell out of him. You know, for saying he was writing shit for Nas, then pulling his shit back, and then saying he was writing some shit for J-Elect, and then he pulled that back, and just oh my goodness gracious. So
did he have any receipts?
No receipts. Pulled a social media post.
God damn
retracted
it.
Post.
It didn't work. It doesn't work. Screenshots.
Shit. Parliament Funkadelic, nigga?
Oh, shit. So anyway, but yeah, so that sort of cleans it up a little bit. Again, I didn't see anything. I don't know if you listen to the song, there's no way that he wrote that shit. If you there's no way.
He's like, just no way that this nigga is even coming close to pinning any type of bars
now. Now let me tell you. I was in a couple of forums where people were discussing that pretty heavy. And your boy Blackface name came up. A Meek Mill name came up. Quentin Miller. You know, is basically, you know, saying I got receipts on both of these niggas, and
damn, Meek used to be the man in the streets, Meek. We ain't hear from that dude anymore, do we?
That's a good thing, because the shit he was doing was out of control. Get him back. In pocket, maybe you've been listening to Jay over there. Just shut the fuck up and stay in the background, unless you got some music to put out.
So I don't know if you can hear this. I like to play a clip and shit.
I like
to play a clip here. I don't even know if you can hear it and shit.
Damn.
Okay.
That's my dog.
So the clip you heard is Philadelphia's own Tough Crew, okay, my part of town, being cut by one DJ Khaled. The article says DJ Khaled reminds fans of his DJ skills. Okay. So he's on there with one of them little, what you call them, little clips. What is this, Instagram, TikTok? What is this shit?
Live or something, right?
Oh, it says right here, on view again on Instagram. It's a 15-second clip of him cutting. Wants to remind.
That's not enough time to say somebody's good or not.
Well, I mean, he is cutting. I mean, he's cutting. He's cutting. You know, what can I say about that? Matter of fact, let me review that once more here, because it won't let me review it again. I don't know if I have privileges here.
I'm impressed that he's using Tough Crew.
Oh, well, there's a couple of things, and I was going to say that. I was going to say there's things under the surface that you got to see here.
It sounds like dog barking.
Any infant can do that, killer. Come on now.
Look, I'm not saying he's the man.
Okay.
But there's two things. A, like you said, Tough Crew.
Yeah.
Okay, credit. But for Khaled, it shouldn't be that surprising because he is from Miami, and Tough Crew is a huge following there when they were
their
on
sound.
Top.
Yeah.
Number two, and this is the big thing, and you know I don't like to give a cat like him any credit, but the clip, he actually has the needle in the groove using actual records. Now, I don't believe that it was time code, but it doesn't matter. He had the actual needle in the groove. Fuck, Jazzy Jeff ain't even putting the needle in the groove no more. So I ain't saying any better than Jeff.
No, you would. I would come through the computer on you.
I'm not saying any better than Jeff. I'm just saying the tools that he chose to use with the needle in the groove is always is going to get me, is always going to get a tip of the cap from me, because Kaz is like, fuck the needle. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm full rain controller or just, you know, whatever. And I get that portable game. A lot of people think I hate the portable game. I don't. I understand the lightweight portable game, especially when you get my age, my nigga.
Trying to lift them damn turntables.
Yeah, I'm saying. I'm trying to end up wearing
a coffin at home.
Nigga.
Man.
End up in hernia surgery and shit. You fuck with that shit. But anyway.
I got a story with that shit, too.
So, okay, what's the story?
We had did a DJ to party one night.
Oh, no.
We on the way home and shit. We get all the way here. The shit in the back of my truck. This nigga says, yo, just leave that shit in the truck and come over tomorrow and we'll take it out tomorrow. Ooh. That nigga was like, fuck that coffin and that shit, heavy as
shit.
Leave that shit in the truck, we'll get it tomorrow. I was like, let's look at this shit out now and get it over.
Hell yeah, what?
He was not feeling it.
Damn. Yo, nigga. That's my finger spotter. One more, nigga. One more.
Yeah, let me tell you something, my nigga. That shit was so fucking heavy, nigga.
That was the last joint we did with a coffin, too. We immediately went to the lightweight game.
So, that's what's good. So, there's your boy, DJ Khaled, proving you ain't going to take no motherfucking credit from me because he's saying I'm from the soil.
Now, I only got one thing to say about this.
Okay.
Khaled, why are you entertaining these niggas? I get it. That you probably like, niggas say, why you got DJ in your name? You ain't no real DJ. Why the fuck you ain't calling yourself a DJ? You not even a real DJ. But how many real DJs are there right now anyway with got DJ in their damn name? There's DJ Paris fucking Hilton. Seriously, nigga, there's really not a lot of real DJs. And for me, like, nigga, why are you trying to prove yourself to these niggas when you are what you wanted to be? You're in the position that you wanted to be. You're here. You did not want to be considered to be a DJ like Jazzy Jeff or be in that zone. To stay in that zone and be hip-hop that way. You prefer to be doing what you're doing. To be rich and doing the things that you're doing and become the mogul. So you're there. Stop trying to entertain these niggas and trying to prove to them what you are, because you only come out to me looking silly. Because why the fuck are you? Because you're rusty. You can hear that shit. Your skills are not there. You ain't not honing your skills. You're not in the basement every day doing this shit. This is something you just showing niggas because you still have some skill, so you're actually doing it. But why the fuck are you trying to entertain these niggas? Fuck them niggas. Do what all these other niggas do. I'm rich, nigga. Fuck you. Basically.
Well, my point is I still have a certain affinity for DJ Khaled, as I said, and will always say. Outside of the sand nigga thing, I'm going to keep that over on the side. But what you're saying, Kurt, I get it too, but he probably is just trying to prove. He's just trying to show and prove. I get it, but we going to need more than 15 seconds of just that.
That's no different. Tape?
No. I'm going to just need a routine. Just do a Peter Piper routine or some shit. Just do a routine, more than 15 seconds. It's probably going to end up being almost as bad as when he called himself making a beat live. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You end up looking
silly. He caught hell for that. That's not what he's famous for. He's famous for saying another one.
He's famous for yelling his name on records.
At the beginning of people's records. So, I mean, yeah, bro, you're good. Unless you're going to really, really show and prove, knock that off, man. You're in a different position right now.
Well, I got to say, I'm a little disappointed. But of course I would be. You guys are actually kind of almost in my position, and I'm almost in your position.
The script's been flipped.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up now.
You see, you over here giving him credit when
he gets
You're giving him half credit. He's giving him some more credit than you're giving him. I'm not giving him any credit because I'm like, nigga, stop doing it. You're making yourself look silly to me. You're making yourself look silly. I get it. You're a DJ and you used to DJ on the radio and do whatever you was doing. You had production skills back in the day, but your production skills are dated. Your DJ skills are dated. It sounds like you're not even, you're half-assing it when you're probably doing the best you could do, but it sounds half-ass. So just leave it the fuck alone unless you're really going to get in the lab and get your skills back and get your skills together and make a beat and get in the skills and actually get in the game and try to be a DJ again.
So this is what I'm saying. So this is the thing here. There are guys, and I'm going to use Preem as an example, where Preem gets up there and he holds up the floppy disk and he tells a story about his production.
Oh, he did my favorite joint too.
Higher Level.
No, he did Higher Level's one of my favorite joints too, but he did that Closer to God joint.
Crumb Snatcher.
Crumb Snatcher joint.
Oh, he did Crumb Snatcher?
Yeah, that was before Higher Learning.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, I have to watch
that
one.
I was so happy he did that one. That was one of my favorite.
Yeah, Closer to God.
Joints.
Oh my God. Anyway, but then you got that. And then, I seen a couple of clips. I seen a couple of clips where, Jamie Dupree was like, y'all motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what this is? And pointing the drum machines, and he another one and pulled out some floppy disk, and, sitting at an actual mixing board. I mean, all of this stuff is dinosaur. But there's a lot of guys who are sort of, taking pride in where they came.
And I have no problem.
And so I think that Khaled, even though he's rich, and I think that he has a measure of what you guys talking about, but he's like, but damn, yo, I come from that era. Now, I come from that era. Now, he's not.
Does he really?
He does come from that era.
I think he does come from that era.
I give Khaled.
When did he come on the scene?
He comes from the era. He's not that. He's not a spring fucking chicken, my nigga. But he comes from the era of hip hop being hip hop.
Okay.
Before this shit took over, that's taken over now. He came from that era. He knows about that music. All right. So he knows about Tough Crew. He knows about that type of shit.
And so the point I'm saying is that when you have a popular renaissance, and that's what's going on now, you have a certain renaissance with the Versus thing and Big Daddy Kane and the KRS-One. So when you have a renaissance, he feels it a little bit. Khaled feels like, damn, yeah, I am rich. I am famous. I am, but the Renaissance niggas is getting kind of a pats on the back. They're getting flowers and shit, nigga. I come from that cutting and scratching era. I know about Tough Crew. And I know about putting my hands on the drum machine as a separation from now. Every new guy, every regular trap record you take, I'm sure Gunner, even though he's in jail, probably got fucking 10 albums in a can, all done on a computer, all done in, recording time, space, just days. Then nigga did 6 albums in 3 days and shit.
Probably sounds like it too.
Yeah, but going back to Khaled trying to say that he's part of that renaissance, and maybe he is trying to act like, okay, or maybe he's feeling like these niggas that, like the Primos and them, are getting way more respect. The Jazzy Jeffs and them are getting way more respect in hip-hop and in game of music than I'm getting, where he's getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star or whatever you want to call it, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's got that shit. He's got all the pop shit popping with him, but that's not enough. It's probably starting to eat at him like, damn, I need to get a hip-hop legacy, let niggas know that I'm really in this shit. Because his only hip-hop legacy is part of this new shit.
I know, right?
Exactly. So he doesn't have anything from before the new shit. Even though he was around Rick Ross, when he first started. But Rick Ross is like the beginnings of that new shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's get out of Khaled. You know what I'm saying? I
going back to Khaled. Khaled.
You said that saying nigga shit, and I won't even jump into that, but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, let that be, yo. Let that be.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I don't know, this is maybe a Wheat and Shaft thing.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? Benny the Butcher is raising money for the Buffalo shooting victims. Welcome to the State song. Apparently, Benny the Butcher And I'm just saying Wheat and Shaft because I think this puts Benny in an awkward position.
It immediately it was like, damn, these niggas talk about killing niggas.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ben,
yeah.
And when niggas get killed, you out here giving money, which is not a problem. I definitely applaud them giving money and being there because it is from the city of Buffalo and they represent that city.
Right.
So I'm fully applauding that. But it is, like you said, an awkward position. It looks funny, like, damn, nigga, the shit coming out of your mouth is not matching this shit here.
Set to the instrumental of Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Page, We Cry Together. I guess he's rapping over that and then, you know, talking about the thing that happened in Buffalo, obviously, and then the track, you know, any proceeds or whatever, maybe making money from it. That's what the article kind of alludes to, but I'm just like, boy, oh boy, oh boy. All that. Now, Benny, probably less killing talk, but a lot more plug talk, and a little bit more more in a Benny Siegel kind of way, you know, I'm not really fucking with jail kind of talk.
Right, he's on that level.
More than others.
Yeah, Conway more that.
Yeah, Conway.
So, can Martin Scorsese not give money to Italian situations? It might be fucked up or that other kid.
Don't go down that lane.
I'm just asking.
But he got to, though.
I mean, you can, but I'm saying don't try to compare the two when it's not a comparison.
Well, who did Benny the Butcher kill or shoot?
Nobody that we know.
But he writes great stories about it, right?
As far as we know.
Okay. We don't know if Martin Scorsese killed anybody, do we?
What we do know is that Benny the Butcher is a convicted felon.
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
And he is a convicted felon and has served time for a gun and a laundry list of drug charges.
Well, I'm just maybe point blank on it. It's going to be real hard for me to look down on that or look bad at that in any kind of way.
I started the conversation out saying, I applaud this. I know. Well, 100%. I know. All niggas is going to hear is me saying the negative shit, but you know that anyway. Well, niggas course, only hear the negative shit you say. They don't hear nothing positive. I gave him 100% credit for what he's doing.
Right, but we want to focus on that because it's a foul fucking situation still, even though it's weeks ago and damn near forgotten about. It's
shit's happening on a weekly fucking basis now.
This exactly.
Like you're nothing.
Right. But he's doing something about it.
And I appreciate that, no doubt.
That's where I'm going to stop. He's doing something.
I think I'm going to agree with Swerve. I think that there are those who, and this is, I was just putting that out there, but I do agree with Swerve. I think there are those who would say, you know, damn, it's Benny the Butcher and all y'all grr, niggas.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, y'all.
Do, 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 do.
Right.
All the West Side Gun shit.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, right. So y'all niggas talking that plug shit and all this shit, which has fucked up the community.
Right, and you're a detriment to your own community.
Right. Now,
but the community didn't do that to the community. Some other outsider came and did that to the community.
Right, and that's the thing. That's an out. But hold up.
I'm going to leave that alone.
No. Uh-oh. Son.
I'm going to leave that alone.
But you can't.
I'm just going to stay completely out the way. We're giving him credit. So
right.
I'm going to
say, yes. Okay. Yes. And you got. I was going to say, when you really break it down, okay, you can look at that, but right here at this situation, you know, any money raised, he's trying to make a difference.
Yes.
And
exactly, because I got a whole 100, at least a 5-minute take on this shit. But I'm going to leave that completely alone.
Well, nigga, we're giving him credit. Well, hold so up, B. Hold up, B.
Because it ain't got nothing to do with Butcher, but the Butcher.
We
this is a whole complete situation of just black people in general.
Okay, that's all right. Shit I was all saying. Right. No, it's too important to leave on the table. You know, you give Kerr G an editorial minute here to say what you got to say. Go ahead, my G. It's too important to leave on the table.
Let me give you the short version. Okay. The very, very short version. The fact that we get so upset when other people kill us, but not as upset about when we kill each other. That's what. And I'm going to stop there.
I'm going to stop right there
instead of going all the way in.
Good job, sir. Very good job, sir. I get what you're saying and fully appreciate it. Fully appreciate it. That's all you had to say, bro. We good. Yeah. Right. Where's the records any other time? I get it.
All right, B. I really would.
That's why I tried to stay out the lane and say, we're going to give him his credit and leave it alone.
No, you do. You do. But killer, if you have to retort, that the shit's on the table now. Let's go.
Well, my retort situation is simply this. That language is incendiary.
It is. I get that.
Language is incendiary because it sort of says that, you know, it's almost like a Fox News talking point. You blacks don't care about the shootings in Chicago every night, but then they're going to talk about something in Texas. What?
Hold up. They're like, there's more people that got killed in Chicago this weekend than got killed at the Uvalde, Texas shooting.
And this is the thing. But that's bullshit. And that's kind of a Republican talking point. I can't let that stand, G.
Because there are people. I'm going to let you go in. Give me one point. One point, I'm going to let you go in, B. That's you politicizing this situation.
Me,
I'm not politicizing shit. I'm calling it like I see it. I'm not politicizing this. I'm not Republican. I'm not fucking Democrat. As a matter of fact, fucking independent. I'm me on this situation. I'm telling you what I see and how I see it. I'm not going to give a fuck how Republicans going to try to twist shit and make it look like black people only care about this or that. This. I'm telling you how I feel in my heart and what's going down. And that's really what I see on a daily basis. Even though Republicans, when they say it, the shit sounds fucked up and foul. I get it. But they got a point. If you actually think about it, okay. They do, but it's fucked up the way they say it.
Okay, we actually got into this before.
Yes, we did.
We did. And I'm going to say the same thing I said back then. I don't give a fuck if it's Buffalo, Chicago, Baltimore, I don't give a fuck, any hood USA. There are members of those communities who are African-American who care squarely about that issue, but you just don't hear about them. Okay, and they're on the front lines fighting those issues. I don't give a fuck if it's Conway or Benny or any other drug dealer or drug dealers from Atlanta to Kalamazoo. I don't give a fuck. There are members, African Americans, who are in that community fighting that good fight. And you don't hear from them because they don't get headlines. So to me, don't let a mass shooting being covered by mass media lull you into us thinking that we don't give a fuck about regular crime, B.
That's not where I'm going. See, there you go again, B. You sound like one of the political pundits right now, my nigga. I'm telling you what's going on, how I feel in my heart. I'm not telling you. I don't even watch news or TV, B. I turn that shit the fuck off, B. You listen to me in my car, I'm listening to financial radio. I'm listening to gospel. I'm listening to everything but the fucking this bullshit that they talking about. Because I know what the fuck it is. Niggas try to twist you and try to make you either feel like the way the Democrats feel or feel the way the Republicans feel. They try to spin you either way and try to get your ass.
I don't need to be spinned to know that there are African Americans in every city, USA, who care deeply about the every single day, everyday crime and quality of life issues in their city.
And I know you're correct. 1,000% correct about that. But I'm just telling you how the masses act when shit happens. And it's just like you just said, why all these niggas are getting spinned. Like you said, they're being spinned by a mass shooting. And it's just what you just said. Those niggas are being spinned by a mass shooting and acting off of that. Rather than acting off of everyday shit that happens. It's what's happening.
Can we just say it's complicated as fuck?
It always has
been.
Get on
to the next topic because this is going to...
You're right. It always has.
This is not going to change. You both are going to feel...
The way we feel.
The way you feel.
Right.
And I'm going to still be somewhere in the middle.
Right. It's not going to change. It's going to be what it is. And we can leave it at that. I don't have no problem leaving it at that because I just feel like the whole situation gets politicized, like guns and all that shit, which is when you can simplify shit. For me, a nigga like me, the world would be simpler with a nigga like me because I'll simplify shit down to the break. Fuck it, nigga. None of those type of guns get existed. You can't even own a motherfucking gun like that. Boom, it's over. You can't own those type of guns with heavy, all the big magazines. You can't even own them shits. Call it a day. You know what I'm saying? You can't own them, period. It's like a motherfucking, you can't own a fucking nuclear weapon. You know what I'm saying? You can't have that shit in your fucking house. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck? If I tell you can't have a motherfucking AR-15, then nigga, you can't have one. The fuck out of here with that shit. So that's all I'm saying. Niggas ain't running around arguing about why can't I have a nuke in my house. Nigga ain't running about that shit. I'm American. I should be able to have a nuke. The fuck, nigga? A nuke?
Somebody might hear you say that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, B, the shit's just so fucking stupid to me. They're politicizing this shit. Oh, either your Republicans feel this way, nigga. I'm down with the NRA. I'm not going to go against the NRA because the NRA gives away too much money to the RNC. I can't fuck with that. I can't fuck with the NRA. Whatever they say goes. The Democrats are all against that shit. We want control, 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 nigga. Why are y'all fighting? We're sitting back watching niggas get killed while watching these niggas fight. It makes no damn sense to me.
All right, I'm a do what Swerve said. I'm a move on.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Who is Rallo? R-A-L-O.
Rallo?
Yeah. I think it's one of Kurt G. Boys.
Damn. I might have heard his music, but I don't know who the fuck he is. Who does Rallo?
Somebody by the name of Rallo, sentenced to 8 years in federal prison.
Oh, another one.
Talking about we need prayer.
Oh my goodness.
Another of Gucci Mane's artists has learned his fate. After being sentenced back in 2018, Rallo was arrested on charges related to criminal conspiracy, drug trafficking. Prosecutors alleged that Rallo was a part of a criminal enterprise organization.
So he was down with OJ? The Juice Man? They just got Juice Man. So are they trying to get
he said the head honcho? He said the organization, trafficked marijuana and cocaine from Georgia to California. Anyway, he was popped and... The judge basically said if he completes his GED and goes through a drug aversion program, he could probably get a couple years off his sentence. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you
what. A great man once said in the 60s, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Maybe. I tell you what, this is probably has something to do with some of this social media thing. Mr. Rallo, who is pictured here, and this is where, I guess, if we were live on air, look at that, Kirchy. Mr. Rallo is sitting by an obscene amount of money.
It's about $1 million right there. It's a lot of fucking bread.
Boy,
cash money.
He's sitting on the table, and then like he's leaning on the money. That's how tall it is.
Pyramid.
Yeah, it looks like a pyramid. He's leaning on the money, an obscene amount of money.
Blame that shit on Mayweather. No, I'm just kidding.
See, but Mayweather, the difference between them and Mayweather got, he can bring out receipts for where he got his money from.
That is true.
These niggas can't bring out receipts for where they got all that money.
So the thing that seems interesting to me, all that we talked about, again, about African-Americans caring, not caring, this, that, and the third. Now, see, to me, this topic is a situation where then I'm going to flip it over again. I'm kind of maybe on more of a Kurt G situations. Do African Americans care that Mr. Rallo and his associates are drug dealers rapping and have easy access to their children? Nobody's at local FCC communications in their city setting playlist boundaries like other communities, but African Americans don't
singing right along.
Do it.
Well, okay, I got a question. And this is me being dead ass honest.
Okay.
I'm gonna say I assume that the answer is yes, but it could be no. Does the FCC patrol Spotify and them type of niggas? The music that they play.
No, I don't think that they have jurisdiction with that Spotify
shit. But that's
shit.
Where most of them niggas is getting their music from off of those type of streaming platforms.
Now, that's true. Now,
they're not getting it off the radio.
That is true. I will say that is 100% that this is probably somewhat of a situation, but I guess it goes all the way back to as the type of ignorant shit started to pile up. And then obviously it just transferred to the streaming platforms. African Americans did not in most cities, petition the FCC to have said music removed. And I'm talking about maybe suggestive sexual lyrics or overt drug talk. Now, it's funny you say that because now law enforcement in several U.S. cities, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, to be sure, are listening to Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Are listening to Tidal, Apple Music.
Everything.
And literally.
All you got to do is type in their name.
Yeah. I mean.
It's that simple.
And listening to drug transaction YouTube, talk. Yeah. Listening to drug transaction talk, a pull up talk, beef, or whatever you want to call it, every day.
Police sitting there like the 49ers. There's gold in them there hills.
Put it like this. There's interns. Them niggas that's sitting around just listening to music. And they say, oh, this guy here kind of sounds interesting. See what he's doing. Because I don't know who the hell is in the state of Georgia. Or maybe it's the governor. Or maybe it's, maybe it's DA in Atlanta. But somebody's going hard for these niggas right now. They're trying to make their career off of these niggas.
Yep.
All right.
They made it easy for them.
Oh, yeah, they definitely made it easy.
That's what's up. Okay, next topic on Hip Hop Digest, Questlove, Black Thought, gets a little bit of criticism over Roots' Picnic performance.
Oh, look at the look on your face.
You saw what I said on the text chain. Yeah. I didn't even look at that clip. Fuck that.
Well, he's up there. He's rhyming J. Cole records, Rick Ross records, doing a lot of... be quite honest with you, triplet flow, is that what it's called? Triple
whatever they do.
I don't know.
he demonstrated a lot of that. The crowd was massive in Fairmount Park, to be sure. What do you think about that, G? You didn't comment, Swerve, and I don't understand why.
I'm in the zone when I'm working, so y'all niggas be making comments and doing all that shit. I pass through and read one every now and then on my break at work, but I just be in the zone. So as far as what you're telling me right now, I'm not upset, put it like that way. I'm back in my chair again. I'm not upset with Black Thought on this situation because it ain't like he made a live record over a trap beat. You know what I'm saying? His new album is all trap beats, and this is what he put out.
I'm okay with that.
I'm gonna say, okay, I don't know, Black Thought. That's really not your lane to go down there. I'm staying in that lane, but I see what you're doing. You're showing and proving, as you said with DJ Khaled, which he actually has honed his skills and still continues to hone his skills as an MC. And so you know this nigga's got real skills. He's not rusty on the mic. So when he gets on a Ross beat and does what he does, I ain't upset because he didn't sound probably half bad. I didn't even listen to it, but I'm quite sure the nigga didn't sound terrible on it.
The person wrote the article said Rick Ross stood there with his mouth open as Black Thought went ham on his record. But I guess Ross got up there and did his part, and then Thought came out and just totally bodied the record in a whole different level. And Ross stood there like the entire crowd in Fairmount Park was like, damn.
No, I'd rather he just make a record. He could have 12 tracks on there. As long as he's doing Black Thought and he's killing it, I'm cool with it. But I ain't trying to see him on the stage with the Migos and what did you say? Rick Ross and them. I ain't trying to see that right there, yo. And at that picnic is, let's just keep it how we keep it. That shit is sliding over another side of the scale.
But you know what? It has to at some point in time. It has
to. No, it really doesn't.
Because if they're trying to keep the same, the younger demographics, they got to. They're going to have to start sliding that way to get them to come out and want to be a part of this. They can't
fuck
just stay.
Our old money then.
They can't stay where we're at in our lane. You know what I'm saying? They can't stay there. They just couldn't. Especially if you're trying to make this and keep continuing to do this every year like they're doing it.
Do we know what the purpose of this festival is? I'm gonna call it a festival. Do we know what the purpose of it is?
I guess it's to put a light on Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was a thing to it was a thing to put the light on the spotlight on Philadelphia. They've had, you know, a couple of years of two stages. I don't know what it was this year. Actually, I caught a couple of the early acts because the main stage was live on YouTube. So I actually watched the probably an hour or so of that. A bunch of cats. I didn't know who the fuck they were. This is way, way early. They had Diamond. Oh. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make something clear because people be listening and saying shit. So I heard myself say, yeah, I would listen to Black Thought on a fucking album rapping trap beats. But at the same time, I'm not going to, if that album comes out and I get to it and I'm listening and here go all these trap dudes on the album too, then I'm skipping. I don't want to hear that. I don't. Black Thought doesn't need to do that, in my opinion. So I just want to make that very clear. Yes, I'll listen to him spitting on trap records as long as he's doing Black Thought without any of the extra triple time rhyming rappers guesting on the shit.
And CB, and that's where I was about to come at you earlier before King Killer stepped in. I was about to be like, yo, B, you sounding like the nigga sitting on in the balcony on the Muppets and shit right now.
Yep. I am that. I'm one of them.
You guys, you definitely, the way you sounded just then, like, I don't want to hear Black Thought on that type of shit. I'm like, Black Thought's just showing that he could do this shit at a high level and showing you what he's doing.
Yes, so I don't need guest features and all that shit.
I don't have a problem with him doing that. To me, I would love for him to have the guest features and body them niggas. Just to show,
but what's the purpose of that, though?
To show niggas that you better step your fucking game up, nigga.
And if you want
to
rap, gonna listen.
Your rhyme game up.
They're too rich for that. They're too rich to listen.
So, you know, I mean, the Roots Picnic is a big deal because you have big deal artists. I seen a clip, Black Thought, I guess. He did like a remix of Mary J. Blige, What's the 411? Mary J. Blige is up there. You know, thought, yeah, look, swerve. You can see this nigga's face.
I'm just saying, yo, fuck all of that. Let fucking Dave Chappelle do another fucking concert and have some real fucking hip hop, yo. Everything is, yep, I'm in the balcony, nigga. All the shit that we like and will pay for is fading. It's fading. Or it's just not existent at all. And it's crazy to me that's, look, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Black Thought probably feel like he gotta show and prove, but he doesn't. He doesn't. He's your favorite rapper's fucking favorite rapper.
Okay, so you gotta know Thought. He got a record getting ready to drop with him and Danger Mouse, so that's on the specter of that. When you got Rick Ross and Mary J. Blige and J. Cole, and I'm not sure who else, you know, that gives a lot of eyeballs that could help the record when it drops. You know?
Yeah, as soon as they hear him rapping, they're going to be out! Unless he's doing hooks like them. They're not going to want to hear that. They're not going to want to sit there for 3 minutes and 26 seconds and listen to Black Thought bussing. Niggas don't want to hear rhymes. They want to hear fucking hooks and choruses that they can dance to and get bitches to and sell drugs to and kill niggas to.
Oh shit!
Come on, yo, don't act like I'm saying some crazy shit.
Nah, you know, B,
you're right, B. I'm just sitting back just watching you just go in right now. But yeah, nigga, you are 100% correct. All niggas want to hear is shit for the clubs, and that's funny that this type of shit is for the clubs. You can't even really dance to this shit. Right. You just sit there and just listen to these niggas and listen to the beat. They ain't like, you know what I'm saying? When niggas in the club doing. Dude, trying fucking busting a sweat New Jack Swing style niggas out there trying to do that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas in their hammer pants shit. Niggas
groove really, me.
You know what I'm saying? Baby. Niggas was really going in heavy. You know what I'm saying? When niggas was busting a sweat on the floor and shit, going to get a drink to cool the fuck down.
Nah, it's over, yo.
That shit's over with, nigga. Niggas is coming to drink fucking surf in the club and be fucking moving slow as shit.
Get the sparkler bottles and shit.
Nigga, that's one thing, nigga. I'm going to be dead ass honest with you, yo. Fucking niggas to be going to fuck in when you put the guy records on.
That's what I'm saying, son. You know what I'm saying?
Hard dancing.
Niggas out there sweating, arms swinging, legs moving.
Fucking niggas aerobics.
Out there going for it, motherfucker.
Banks out that motherfucker.
Motherfuckers Alvin Ailey out this bitch. Yeah. They was going full in.
That was a time. That was a time, yo.
Anyway. So let me end this thought. Let me end this Black Thought thing. This is the thing. I think what Thought is doing is kind of calculated.
Of course it is.
Because this is the thing. Thought is a guy which young boys don't even want to talk about because they don't know. They can't reach that. What you saying, shout to you, Swerve. As far as people like our era, and you say Thought... Oh, shit. most motherfuckers is going to back the fuck up, because at that point, there's really no argument about skill and, you know, and lifetime achievement and GOAT list. And he's firmly there.
Yep.
And this is just sort of to breach, you know, to breach the young boy bridge just a little. And like Kurt G said, man, if he got it, look, I don't give a fuck who is up on stage. I don't give a fuck who. It has to be somebody really at the top of their game who's really not fucking with thought on any level. That's why everybody stood around. Ross and all these other guys stood around watching. Okay? Well, so it was a strategic move.
Well, Thought better be careful, because banana peels abound, my G.
That's true. That you don't want to get too close to the nuclear power plant. You know what I'm saying? He fuck around, he'd be on that Fukushima shit. You know what I mean? All fucked up. So,
damn. But this nigga, to me, thought maybe setting niggas up to have that trap album, or to have that album that's half R&B hooks and half, you know, rhyming.
He don't need
to do
it,
what
though.
They do type of shit, but they've done this before. You know what I mean? He's not above it. Roots have done those type of records before.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get out of this topic. Thought, don't do it. That's all I'm going to say. Look, I understand you want to get up and want to breach the breakwater a little bit and have young boys' ankles all wet and shit to go, ooh, I don't know who Thought is, but, you know, I can't wait for that new Rallo when he gets out of jail shit.
Look, can't get jiggy to this shit.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever shit. You know what I mean? I can't even drink lean to this shit. So don't do it, Thought. That's all I'm saying. You're the best. So don't fuck it up.
But see, this is where niggas like, I guess we bring it. I hate to bring his name back up again, but fuck it. This is where a nigga like Ty Lib feels like niggas is putting him in a box. Uh-oh. Like, you can only do this type of shit for niggas to be happy with you and to feel like you are, you know, you're doing what they want you to do. And for us, what we're saying right now, you're saying, nigga, don't do it. It's like you're putting Thought in a box. Saying, Thought, this is what you do. This is your lane, and you're the best at it, nigga. Do not come out of that lane. Don't go anywhere else but this lane, because now you're going to fuck up your legacy if you go outside that lane.
Okay.
You can do it, but it'll be Electric Circus, my nigga.
Damn.
Oh, well, that's a bad example.
For him, anyway.
Yeah, that's a bad example. That being said, no, what it is to see, and you hate to bring up Ty Lib, but he is the perfect example. You know, again, and Black Thought, first of all, don't need the money.
But it ain't about money.
Okay. No,
it's about,
yes,
stepping outside your zone and doing something else.
Talib Kweli
needs the money.
He needs the money. And he acting like he need the money. Fuck Black Thought's on national TV every fucking night. He don't need the money. So
all
the money.
Down to the money.
But it's, to me, it's they're the same but different. The motivation is the same, but it's a different motivation. The motivation for Talib to not stay in the box and put his shit on the streaming media and the vinyl and all that shit and just go out on his own and do his own thing and join these people to give him his full bread to try to make niggas go on this, to try to funnel niggas over here so he can get his full bread. I'm thinking Thought is on the same level of like, you know what, let me start showing niggas that I can get on those type of beats too, and I could do that shit and show y'all niggas I could do it just effortlessly like I do this regular hip hop shit. I can do that the same way, and watch me show y'all niggas how this shit is really supposed to be done.
Guess we'll see.
All right, let's move it along here, gentlemen. There's nothing to see here. Move it along. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Record labels want to know if a piracy jury panel are hip-hop fans. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Let me read it again. The record labels want to know if a piracy jury, the people who were impaneled on a piracy trial, are hip-hop fans.
Okay.
A mixtape platform by the name of Spindrella, I'm sure I'm butchering that, is being sued by several major record labels and faces hundreds of millions of dollars in potential damages in an upcoming jury trial. Mm. To rule out bias, Spurilla wants to ask potential jury members, as well as the record industry wants to ask several jury members, if whether the juries are DJs, have experience being a DJ, are hip-hop fan or hip-hop supporters.
That means they're going to get eliminated if they are?
Let's see here. Basically, I believe the record industry is saying that if you're a hip-hop fan, hip-hop fans dabble more in piracy. Or potential DJ fans dabble more in piracy and are more accepting of piracy than, let's say, you know, Mozart fans, if you will.
Country music fans ain't dabbling in piracy.
That ain't downloading nothing.
They said they ain't with that shit, huh? But he's saying basically, if nigga, you like hip hop, all right, we like to strike this jury. We like to get him the fuck out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. He can't stay on the jury. You a DJ? Oh, hell no, nigga. You ain't getting here. We know y'all niggas love free music.
Damn.
They say Spinrilla specializes in ripping off music creators by offering thousands of unlicensed sound recordings for free. The RIAA commented.
Then they're coming at them for millions?
Millions.
This nigga, they're like, well, damn, we ain't make no money off. We give it away for free.
Millions.
Well, you fail to remember the late 90s when the music industry was just trying to shut everything down and they just threw out a big ass net and was catching all kind of shit. This, to me, reminds me of the Diamond Rios type shit. Another fucking flimsy attempt to sway things their way. And that's fucked up. Now that we understand what you're saying, that's fucked up, yo.
Here, the actual comment was asked by a lawyer. Do you or does anyone close to you have experience in DJing? If so, please explain the capacity and or context.
What's that got to do with making a decision on a case, yo?
So you want to get that? You want to get that new? You want to get that new Weezy and Drake, right? And shit's behind that hard paywall. And damn, y'all got that party tonight.
And this nigga's got it up here for free.
And Spinrilla got it. You know what I mean? I need that joint tonight. You know what I mean? You know, they got that new, you know, Gucci Mane joint. They got that new DaBaby, Lil Baby, and Cardi B strip mix. I need it tonight.
Who does this benefit? It benefits the industry.
Of course, it doesn't
benefit the fucking artist. It benefits the industry, and I'm sick of that, yo. It's big-ass advertisement conglomerate taking your fucking work and your money. I don't know when motherfucking artists are gonna just get past that shit, yo.
And the funniest shit is, in the streets, you would never settle for no shit like that.
Niggas
get killed for the shit that the industry is doing to niggas. Taking your money and your work, nigga?
And your name.
Spinrilla is a hip-hop-oriented site.
Oh, well, there you go.
So the labels don't want any diehard fans on the jury. The same is true for jurors who don't believe that artists are entitled to get paid as the following. So it's a double-edged sword here. They're trying to eliminate hip-hop fans or DJs who need that new Drake track tonight. Damn, I know when I show up at the Joan.
Somebody gonna ask for that.
You know, broads is gonna be like, you got that new Drake.
Hey, let me hold your phone real quick.
let me hold your phone. Let me get on Apple Music. Let me go on Spotify. And let me play that junk.
But they don't want those folk on the jury. But, you know, but they also don't want those who feel like, you know, fuck Drake. You know what I mean? Yo, that motherfucker a millionaire. Fuck that nigga.
Billionaire.
Fuck that nigga.
That wouldn't be us, though.
it wouldn't be us.
No, it would be very interesting because look at who they're eliminating. We'd be in the hallway right after being eliminated from the jury.
Right, niggas like us that don't even give a fuck about his music. Right.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about it. Do you care about Aubrey Graham or not really? Fuck that nigga.
But are you a DJ? Yes. Oh, he has to go.
Oh, he has to go.
But he's the perfect juror. He doesn't care.
Oh, man. Right. You know, so I just found that to be pretty interesting. They're asking specifically jurors now, what is your orientation? Basically, are you a rap fan? Are you a hip hop fan? What kind of rap do you like, sir? Or what do you mean you don't like the baby?
Damn. Well, yeah, we need him.
Yeah. Dude.
It's a funny quick story. I was on a murder case one time in a jury duty. And you know when they ask you the questions.
Right.
And you know, is there anything that could stop you from this, that, and the other? I'm like, well, my sister works for the state's attorney. My sister-in-law works for the state's attorney. Will that stop you from your clear judgment? And I just shrugged my shoulders. I guess not. And my ass was on that trial.
Your sister was on the state's attorney.
They didn't give a fuck. They didn't give a fuck. I tried to go in there with cornrows and everything to look like a nigga. And they were like, nope.
Yeah, it's one thing you don't want to get on a jury. I know it's part of your, as a voter.
Oh, shit, that shit's coming up soon for me, too.
Oh, jury duty?
You know, it's like, what, every 5 years or some shit like that?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
I'm like, jeez.
Last time they picked me, I had jury duty. They didn't pick my ass, and I was happy.
Oh, I got picked, but the case got dropped. They settled or some shit. I was like, yes.
Ooh, I got caught out here, but COVID, all I had to do was call in. They're like, nope, no cases today.
Got the fuck up out of there.
All right, well, let's go ahead and finish out. next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Russ says the music industry, speaking of the music industry, will die, meaning the modern day music industry, when lazy musicians and rappers stop signing record contracts.
This is what Herb was just saying. He was just saying that shit. When are these niggas gonna learn?
It's funny you said that. We discussed this on several shows. The music industry is a prehistoric. The music industry is a prehistoric artist. That needs to end. So thanks, Russ. Okay. So now I gotta tell you, the music industry still holds the power of who is a star, though. See, if you want to become a star, and we had DJ Khaled was that example. He's a star. You know what I mean? The music industry doesn't hold the power on legacy, so to speak, you know, and that type of thing. But they do still hold. So I want to be a star. And the record industry still has cash on hand to where
niggas is going to sign where, these deals
because
whatever they give them, but they don't realize
the initial check is hard to turn down.
Yeah, but you got to pay that shit back, nigga. They don't tell you that shit. It's recoupable, my nigga. They might give you $500,000 or $1 million up front, nigga, but you got to pay that back.
I don't know how many motherfucking New Edition $1.89 checks stories or TLC geo tracker stories niggas need to hear. But that's just the big ones. It happens every day.
But Killer hit the nail on the head. Niggas want to be a star. You can't be a star independently on your own, my nigga. You need these industry networks. If you ain't part of the network, nigga, you ain't getting on like that. You got to be down with the network.
You know, I think it would be helpful, and I don't know who would administer this, but I think it would be helpful to understand that it is so in the single digits, those who become stars independent of sort of record industry help. You know, and let's just use the bra and panty set. You have a particular Cardi and them and Megan them. I mean, they were famous to a certain extent, but they needed the full kit. So you had the social media thing here, and you have some, you know, housewives or broads of Broadway show or whatever, and they're on that, and they become sort of models and video broads or whatever. But you need the full kit. You know, you need the rap record. You need the full resume. You know, and the music industry still holds that key. But it is so probably not even a single digit, less than a single digit of those people who become stars. I think plenty of people literally look, and I say this, and I'm dead ass when I say this, look at the no talent and think that I'm just as a bra and panty set, I'm just as good looking as that girl, but I could actually sing, or I could actually play the tuba, or any, you know, talent that you may actually have and think that that gives you an edge. And it doesn't. We're talking about single digit or less than single digit, you know, folks who become stars. You know, people want to become stars. So contracts are signed left and right, you know, because it's the initial. Here's 200 thou, you know, here's, you know, like your boy said from the Migos, you know what I'm saying? Here's, you know, 50 thou. Go make an appointment with the plastic surgeon. You know what I'm saying? Butt lifts, implants, then. And then only then maybe we could try to shop the demo. What you talking about? Be Russ.
Inconvenient truth.
Russ talking that shit. And, it, you know, look, what can you say? Then these are young people with high spirits and all the energy in the world. You know what I mean? You hear that Anita Baker shit. I finally got my master's talk, you know. I finally got the master tape talk, you know, after fucking 30, 40 years.
Yep.
You know?
You it's a dirty game, yo.
You are trapped.
Remember many, many, many years ago when Chuck D said there'll be a million record labels on the internet.
I remember that.
I am sure that there are a million record labels on the internet. But there, like you're more talking than that. But like what you're talking about right here is the vanity aspect. It's not good enough to have a label and have 4,000 people loving your work. It's not
hell
enough.
No. Hell no. You it's need, not enough. You need 40 million.
Yeah, you need 40 million. You got to have 17 million followers and LeBron and them retweeting your shit. It's crazy.
But that's the way the game is. That's the way it has gone. And that's where it's at now. And record labels really don't have to do too much work. They just sit back and watch these niggas do all the work. They get their social media game up. They become stars in the social media world and niggas want to see them. And next thing you know, they're signing a deal.
Woo. Got him.
All right, that's what's up. That's all I got. I didn't have a bunch of topics this week. Shit.
It's all good. It's a you know, a bonus. Well, actually, this is after. So
right, hey. This show will be after because you'll be getting the interview tomorrow. Today's well, actually, today is after midnight. No, almost after midnight.
Nah, yeah, still good.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, we did it again.
All right. Well, let me get these albums of the weekend then.
Yeah, it is Kurt G's albums of the week. You know I'm fucked up in the game. Yeah, that's the second week in a row I done fucked up.
I didn't blow you up. So here we go. All right, this week we got Don Def, Crack the Code. That's Don Def, Crack the Code. We got Mathematic, No Division, Volume 2. Mathematic, No Division, Volume 2. That shit, son. Jeez.
Crazy. So before we get out, last thing. Well, next to the last thing. we are at the 6th month of the year. Is there anything that stands out for y'all so far as like an album so far that stands out? And this is not for our album of the year type shit. I'm just saying, we 6 months in. Is there anything that stands out?
Jeez. Oh, I've got my albums right in front of me. Luckily, going through the list, let me see if there's anything here right now.
I have my albums in front of me, but I can.
I'm looking at all these albums here. Is there anything on here on this list that has made my thing right now? Right now, that I do like that Cypress Hill Back in Black joint.
Mm.
I do like that Benny the Butcher Tanner Talk 4.
He's doing it. King Killer, he's doing a list. Stop him.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going down this list. I like that Elzai and Georgia Ann Maldro joint. Zeitgeist.
Nigga, I said, is there any album?
And is there any one thing that sort of.
Yeah, Mathematic, No Division Volume 2, I just named. Yeah, there's some joints, B. Okay.
Well, I just didn't want to pull out what King Killer pulled on us a couple weeks ago, whatever. Like, hey, we gonna go. Nah, bruh. Your personal shit, What's got your attention so far?
I would have to say what is probably the most surprising situation. I'd have to kind of piggyback on G. It's not a cop out. I don't have the definitive list in front of me, but really how much I enjoyed that Cypress Hill. Okay. I gotta say, you know, shout the Black Milk. Again, there's no excuse.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you
for
there.
Rappers. Nah, beaters, no excuse for rappers with subpar production.
There isn't.
None.
No excuse.
All right, well, for me, it is. I'm gonna just make it simple because I'm studying this cat, yo. Big Kahuna OG. Of course, he's down with Flying and getting them the whole Richmond, Virginia situation. I thought he was just producing. I didn't realize he was.
Oh, he can spit. He's nice.
Yeah, boy. This album this year he has Holly Blackuna. Yeah, this kid. Oh.
Okay. All right. That's what's playoffs. Good.
You hit him with that shit.
So no doubt.
So now
we're gonna shake this around and get us a fan of the show in here.
All right, here we go. Next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest is.
That's if you want to do it.
Right.
All right. See, he got this shit wrapped up in here, origami style.
Damn.
King Tut, my nigga.
Yeah, I can't get this fucking thing open and shit. Yo, what the fuck is this shit, B? Damn, B.
I wanted to make sure it's wrapped up.
All right, here we go. Next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest is G Dizzle.
G-E-E-Dizzle.
D-I-Z-Z-L-E is the next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest.
He might. I had to reach out to him on the socials because I don't know if he's in the chain that much anymore, but maybe he's just lurking, but I will reach out to him.
I went through the list on the chain. Actually, I got add them the guys that was. It's been in there recently, a couple of them, so I mean, put their names in here.
All right.
Yeah. It'll be special because, fellas, you know, we were supposed to have that big interview tonight, but that got pushed to next week, actually. I think I told you the 24th, but it's next week.
Okay.
The big one.
I'm gonna say okay.
There you go. Good job. Good job. Right. Good job. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night. See you next week.
Timmy fell down the well.
Look what I can do.
I'm a real boy now.
Oh, man. King Killer's like, oh, you know, you're going to love it, B. You're going to love it because it's going to be an intellectual conversation.
Okay.
Right. One.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know we were still recording. I thought we were out.
Oh, no. One.
We out now.
All right.
CEOs and businessmen. I used to talk a lot. I was slick. In the corporate world, they call that a master communicator.
That's the name of the game.
I'm a hustler, you my customer, I'm blessing you, the blessed got me running around the city like a messenger, but fuck a bike lane, I'm on my drug pedal game, back and forth with more purple O's in the 7 train, I got more O's of green in the G line, and money be producing more honeys than a beehive, I recline in the finest breeze, get my business in order as I water marijuana trees. Plus they're grown hydroponically, then I automatically got machinery to water plants for me. Trim the top leaves so they don't canopy. Check the pH balance randomly before you plant a seed. Cast the rules that was handed to me by my man Mango Mark how to handle the weed. So if you find a single bitty stem or a seed, you could tell that their plant wasn't planted by me. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game you show me all I need. I miss seeing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Shit, you could call on me. Yeah, you could call on me. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game, you show me all I need. I miss seeing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Yeah, you could call on me.
water sliding through hydroponic tubes. Peas going faster than sonic moves. Rocking a shirt, this is chronic rules. Sweet little dime stash inside the shoes. Pounding the trunk spare spot with the tire removed. So fluffy, my profits through the roof. Your old small is Fruit Loops. Mine's hula hoops. We chopped onions like McDonald's workers. Except they go in little baggies, not the top of McDonald's burgers. As you can see, I'm just an honest merchant. So why shouldn't I get paid when my product's purchased? Shit, fuck a rhyme, this a 3-minute movie script. You could say I'm more George Lucas than Ludacris. My man Mark put me on to how to do this shit. Before then, I never knew no one that grew this shit. And even though you really no longer here to vibe with me, I still see your face in every living marijuana tree. Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game, you showed me all I need. I miss seeing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Shit, you could call on me, yeah. You could call on me, Mango Mark, R.I.P. In this game, you show me all I need. I miss seeing your name on the call ID. If you need me in the next life, call on me. Yeah, you could call on me. Shit, yeah, you could call on me.
Rest in peace, my G. Miss you down here. I remember going up in your crib. Felt like a kid in a candy store. Those were the days. Those were the days. Rest in peace, Mark.
Real stuff, take it to your face like beard brush. No need for chit chat after the points made. Already hit you with the point of the blade. Old heads in the house, I'm writing this in the man cave. Many contributions to the culture this man made. Probably the reason my head turned gray in the first place. Still making it home safe from first base. I do what I want to in the 16 bar structure. Control as much as I can, the rest is out of my hands, brother. Am I getting too old for this Dan Glover? Bourbon in the barrel gets better with time. If the bourbon gets better, then I'm better with mine. No swine on the plate, get the worms out your brain. Maybe you'll relate. Take a mental health break.
To get me out the crib, better have cash involved. At the top of the key, see me pass the ball. If niggas got something to say, hold my cause. You'll be cool, Medicaid, yo, you slamming doors. Worldwide event, shit never seen before. I'm out for revenge, henchmen, they hit the floor. You calling me a new jack, but I'm so appalled. Oh, don't you see that hardware that's hanging from the wall? Shooters take the night off, I got cannonballs. Why check my stats, I'm just better overall. Embarrassing yourself, we a lot better than gore. Create a work of art with some cans of aerosol. Them niggas had it all, a sudden downfall. I'm cool down in Paris, mural 40 feet tall. You'll cry me a river when you're chasing waterfalls. You're laying in the cut, gonna need some alcohol. Caught them in close range, upstaged and outraged. Turn the page, things will never be the same. Pound after pound, come stomp on your brain. When you gonna realize this shit is not a game? Close range, upstaged and outraged. Turn the page, and things will never be the same. Pound after pound, come stomp on your brain. When you gonna realize this shit is not a game?
Don't even play yourself. This guy gave us We Bad. He gave us Old Tanya. This guy gave us Bangin' Boogie. All I Need, Louder. It's Brick Beats, yeah, man.
It's the antisocial socialite. Someone they supposed to like. Chatty Cathy, small talking, save until it's spoken right. Laying low on the scene, rather see than be seen. 1,000 yards stare when I'm in a daydream. I like thighs economy size.
Me too.
And it's just my luck. They say them things save lives. Yeah. Only Coney rocks a Coney. If you don't know me, then don't roll me. Run up on me like you know me. Give me space, you ain't the homie. It's the millies and I'm sipping till I'm silly. Lil Wayne, Blue Ivy, I ain't never seen a silly. You in the club with vibrams on, toes separated. The almighty long awaited, nothing to play with. Respect the art form, art norm, high quality. Online is cool, but offline don't follow me. My mind is flowering, I speak in June.
with beats food.
No tricks. No tricks. No tricks. Hey yo, it's the antisocial loner guy. When that you don't gotta like, don't be asking down to where I'm at, but I ain't trying to hide. I've been hanging out with everybody but you, and telling all of your biz, cause you ain't in the room. JK, now I can make the floor move. Raw tunes, that ain't showing any war wounds. Ooh, with my hands up toward the teacher, I'm throwing subs if you phoning in the paid feature. Luckily, respect on our name is A1. If this is day one of you being the fan pair with the day one, I'm chilling with the pair and the pair of Air Ones and a messy hair bun, and I made it sound as if we were smashing. Nah, that's the homie, but okay, I be looking when she passing. Don't you tell my woman or her woman nothing happened. Listen, only thing you need to know with me is I be rapping. No tricks. No tricks. No tricks. No tricks.
No tricks.
That's it.
Fuck it. Yeah, yeah. Nah. Yo, wrong suit. Concerns of old men. Gone blue. No burn on your FM. The dial stuck if you stumbled on a gringo. Busting cameo cuts on your dome like Petrenko. Gold band round his cold grand. Flyer than the wingspan of Rodan with bold plans and a stolen Pinto. World of water, earth, fire, wind, burst mortar. The features of slaughter for hiring. Offers to the coffer of the author you're admiring. Yelling at helicopters, get me off of this island. Look twice, friend, ain't nobody smiling. It's more ice grills than all the chill in Iceland. Me look in a hard gaze. Lay them out with a clean hook and wave when we part ways. Burning like the Toxic Avenger in Jersey. Earthlings tried to murder me on the cue to Church Street. Dirty. Dance with the yokai monster. On tour, encores with no ties or sponsors. The erudite, eremite, every step serious. This me a year later, death's mysterious. Low breeze, go the whole distance just to decimate cold heat. You will see the difference when I detonate.
Back like they the ones who know what music is. Nah, dudes is corny.
Yeah, forget your name. You ain't got the feet for kicking game. I box the beat like a picture frame. Listen, man, all y'all shit the same. Brains need Mr. Brain. What you gang? Like a pistol aim, beat your cushion at. A rabid move raps his truth, acting loose. A cast of crew of vapid youths with passive moves, lacking cool. You got a music biz handbook. I got a whiz that do splits and cook. Refined rock in three quarters in public spaces. The time on the clock seems shorter when ducking cases. The pen pepper with a sweater on Injetta. Vendetta, cold Beretta, flow like Odetta. Faux cheddar, go getter. Half steppers lack the depth to even know better. The trendsetter never ender. Soon as the fouls rendered, I'm remembered like Lou Alcindor. I enter like a mentor and exit with grace. The beat dead chest plate, putting necks in the brace. Suggestion, save face, don't save the session. Make my case to take questions, don't change the lesson.
Must come down, what goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down, what goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
I hold silver and away.
Welcome to my castle.
Damn, damn, like I'm sinking in quicksand. The plan is to survive the shit like Vietnam. Can I?
Yes, it can get busy.
Or should I fly that knot like a motherfucking frisbee? Is he on the same track with the 6'3"? Quarter is bigger and Mac the Maniac. Click, clack. Niggas better move from the front. A Shaolin nigga always give you what you wanna. Being blunt like I roll them. Mics, I hold them. And if you wanna burn, I leave your left eye swollen. Slash colon. I got you open on 10 bars and I won't be satisfied until my shit hits Mars in the Cas bars. Driving luxury space cars, living in the Milky Way, hanging with the stars. Astronomically bound sounds, cause what goes up, D&D gets me down.
What goes up
must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
Mr. Big Shotty, don't you look weird? You're a hit, you bought a Benz convert that just slid into a brick. Last a piece of two copper shit. One to your mom, the other is a return flip. You've been my star for many years, I know you wanted to taste this. I gave you little room while I was chilling on hiatus. I'm the man with my own damn fans. And nigga, you're just lightweight, your crap to understand. The potion, the lyrical potion be ripping. Your tongue is just slipping, be creeping like Pippin. The roots run deep through the apple that's rotten. The shit that I drop shows really is rotten. Or Brooklyn, or any other borough from the city. And now street kids stick to me like a midi. The front kites from the heights of the ground. Cause what goes up must come down.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
Rock, throw him down here so I can kick him in his rear till it comes out his ear. Anywhere you go, I find it as the way you can change the feeling I have to arrange your whole freaking face. And the bass, more bass, use the strikes. Any man who has planned to assassin my jam, grabbing my back as he falls against the wall. Another top contender surrenders to me. Who's next to get this whole complex? Rip the hell out, that got me feeling to destroy some more. Lick out, better run away. Cause I'm on my way, yeah. Must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now.
What goes up must come down. What goes up must come down.
Here we go now. Here we go now. Here we go now.